Are other people from Kuwait just like you?
Relax.
In terms
of... Nice.
Right. Habibi.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill both of you.
Papaya 9.news with Neil and Jonas.
Music too.
It's all love. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Wow. Yeah. Indians made up music too.
No, but like...
No!
Music.
He's like, they made music too. No, man. what is like the biggest like money maker for Kuwait? Like, what's the biggest oil?
Mm. Is your family in oil?
No.
What
Jesus.
Maybe if my family was in oil, then I'd be doing stand up, driving a pickup truck to do a podcast.
Do you think he would be on this couch?
If my family was in oil, you'd have a special by now.
Listen,
just
because
you're my friend.
Listen, this is literally. Listen, this is the
if
most.
My family was in oil, I wouldn't be doing on deck comedy in the backyard. If my family was in oil, I wouldn't be asking you how to edit a podcast.
He's talking to you about lighting. He has $20 billion in the bank.
Yeah. If my family was in oil, I wouldn't have a problem with Israel.
Oh shit! Oh, we gotta cut that. Ooh.
Oh god! I love it, man.
Man,
I love it.
If my family was in oil, I'd marry a Jew.
Oh, Alan, give me
wish
a towel. I'm sweating.
Women.
Wish women.
Wish women.
Oh, Jewish. Wish women.
Some people say it's offensive to say Jew.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I forgot my train. I asked you the biggest export. You said it was oil.
It was oil, yeah.
Yes, I was going to tell you one of the most ignorant things like I've said to someone. Uh-huh. From the, because I think mine was worse than that. I went to school, and this kid, his family's in Egypt. He's Egypt. Nice kid. Love him. We were both... And he was graduating, and he had gotten a job for an oil company, and the company was in Egypt, and they got him back, and he was getting paid like amazing money, like it was
$400. To go to school?
No, to go work. This was us graduating, and he's like, I'm going back.
He's American?
No, he's Egyptian.
But just came here for
He came here just for school, and so the company, his company back in Egypt, they were hiring him back, coming $350,000 salary, crazy money.
A year.
Yeah, a year.
Was he pumping oil manually?
I don't know.
I was saying, that sounds like minimum wage for oil. What? That's like
I don't know if he was even in oil. I don't know if he was in oil. I don't know
like,
what he did.
He's like back and he's just like, and they're like, keep going, hussy. Keep going. That's good.
He's like, I'm tired. He's like, keep going, baby. It's so
for $350, I'll find oil under this apartment.
Listen, for $350,000, I'll claw with my bare hands. Now, we can. So and it was so much money, like when he said, like, you know, for a bachelor's degree, so much. And I was like, man, that's crazy.
Are you sure he wasn't bullshitting you?
No, he was real. He was real. I, you know, he was
sent
real.
You like
No, he was real. And he graduated like top of our class. Like, it made sense to me. Mm. And I told him, I was like, and the first thing I asked him was like, damn, that's a lot of money. Are they going to pay you in gold? And he was just like, gold? I was like, I thought they were going to pay him in gold. Like. Like physical gold.
You thought he was in the first century back then.
I literally
like
thought.
They were still whipping rocks on the pyramids. But he came here by bicycle. Like, he had to walk out of Egypt, get on a bicycle. He's like, what is that? They're like, it's something we invented in another set. By the time he got to America, it took one flight and then saw a computer.
Listen.
And then he went back.
He revolutionized.
No, but they had oil, though. So they had oil, but they were using gold. That's
dude, he told me all that with his eyes.
He was hired by Gaddafi. That's good.
He was looking at me the way you've been looking at Neil this whole podcast.
My head hurts from the laughter.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just, we all have our ignorant moments. And that's the thing.
What did you say to him? You never said
I asked him if they were going to pay him in gold.
Yeah, right.
Like he was in Aladdin. Like it was an Aladdin movie.
Finish it.
What?
BMW.
Oh, hey.
BMW. He actually drove one already. Yeah. He actually drove one. So,
wow, so that's not ignorant to me as much as it is just
dumb.
Just dumb.
I think that's ignorant. I think
to
so.
Think anyone's using
I love you, but
no, for sure. I felt stupid as soon as it came. I was like,
it's okay. It's just a feeling.
Yeah, I like as soon as it came out, I was just like,
yeah.
I saw his respect.
I mean,
me
I think
right
you
out.
Were just saying that currencies are most probably backed up by gold. So in that sense, you're very smart.
Mm. Not even that. I was. I'm going to take way too much. You're money. Saving me. That's you're really, saving really me. Nice. Yes. Thank you. Yes, you're that's what it was. Yes. The currency. Wow. So yeah, I always figure it is what it is.
Yeah. Speaking of,
it is what it is.
Speaking so of money, funny,
just it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. Yeah. He forgave me.
Yeah. Good man.
Yeah.
Please, Neil, I feel like you didn't have a fair share on this
what
episode.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Stop telling me how I'm feeling, okay?
Habibi, you didn't have
I'll
a
kill
fair.
Both of you.
Go ahead.
Okay, Neil. Well, I was going to bring up our next story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you guys, are you guys excited? Are you a fan of Saturday Night Live?
No.
Okay, neither am I. Elon Musk is hosting Saturday Night Live next week.
Yeah.
In English?
It's in Python is actually how he's yeah, they actually released the monologue and it's just
code.
A 10101. Just but there's a big thing now. A bunch of the cast is pulling out of being in sketches with him.
Why?
Because he's a controversial figure.
Controversial how?
I don't know how he's controversial.
I'm not exactly sure to be honest, but I think he's just said
everything's controversial these days.
It is. Mm-hmm. But to the point where the cast members aren't gonna come out. So here's a question. Would you watch an Elon Musk solo episode of Saturday Night Live?
No.
Because I'm watching that 100%.
Oh.
It's just him. He's got to play all the characters. Mm-hmm. He's got to be the band.
That would be funny.
He's going to be hilarious, right?
That would be funny.
If he came out, he had to try to be the saxophone guy.
Right, the saxophone guy.
I just
guy.
Can't hear him talk for a long time.
Oh, I know.
I get so bored. Mm-hmm.
His monologues would be so bad. He named...
And he takes such a long time.
Yeah,
to put a sentence together.
Right.
I'm like, how on earth are you making rockets? Like, right. Just fucking say what you're trying to say. Like, what does he do in board meetings? Like, and they're like, are we getting paid overtime? Like, we have to make a decision.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm paying all of you in gold.
No, I would watch it 100%.
You would?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, you know, I felt weird about it because it was like, yo, you know, I know at least, since I moved out here, I know at least 5 comics. As soon as they got money, the first thing they bought was a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of weird. Like, they're turning around. Is it just because he's a billionaire? Because I don't see the controversy in him. He just makes cars and rockets. Mm-hmm.
You know what the controversy is, Alan?
So the controversy is a billionaire.
Maybe it's a stock thing, like his tweets and like the.
No, I think it's just mostly tweets because like he'll get like he's almost like shit posting or something, and then I think from there people the billionaire thing.
They were like,
he's just like an
rich.
Asshole.
Really. Yeah, too rich.
I know he messed with people like the Dogecoin thing.
Yeah.
And like you know like shareholder stuff, like you're not supposed to be tweeting stuff like that. But
you say Dogecoin.
Because
he
know.
Also says Doge.
I say
don't
Doge.
Care, honestly.
Yeah, I say
it's
Doge.
A game.
It's Dogecoin, right?
Dogecoin.
I mean, I was saying Dodge, so.
Dodge Durango.
Dodge Durango coin.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Doge.
But yeah, so maybe.
Doge coin. Yeah.
But there is this element, though, of like someone not knowing. I could see it's going to be a hard week for sure for those, right? I mean, he went on Twitter and was just like.
I can't believe people still give a shit about SNL.
Well, I know. I mean, that's kind of a big.
Sometimes I watch stuff and I'm like, this is so.
Yeah.
Cringe.
It's been its best, actually, mm-hmm. in a while.
Yeah. It's an institution. It's an institution. It's been there forever.
It's time that institutions lay down. It's time for a new wave globally. That's for every government, every country. It's time for a new wave of a lot.
Well, we're talking about SNL right now. We're
talking. I don't know. I'm talking about, like, government.
Yeah. 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 I'm just talking about Saturday.
Wave.
Yeah, Saturday. Because he went on Twitter, and I think where everyone got mad was he went on Twitter and he started crowd surfing his followers for ideas. So he goes like, "What kind of skits do you guys think I should do?" And it's like the you know it's just like skits. Who said you know?
Yeah.
You know,
oh, don't you hate that when somebody's like, "Oh, do your comedy skit?"
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
after you
yeah,
do like
it makes
a stand-up.
Cringe.
Does that happen to you?
Oh. No.
I'm not a skit guy.
No, no. I know, but
I think they just look at me like he skits. They think it's, I won't understand what it means.
So no, so this is weird.
They'll be like, "Oh, do your comedy skit. Like, how's your comedy skit going?"
Yeah.
Instead of like set.
Set, yeah. Right. Yeah. But you know, you can't expect them to know the vernacular, but it's just annoying.
Right.
But Elon Musk.
Yeah, I do want to know this though. Do people, you know, your family, your friends, do they when you tell them you're a comic, do they like? Do they get it? Do they respect it? Like, are they like, "Yo, we're with it"?
Interesting question.
Yeah.
It's probably the best question.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Because Neil's parents don't. I'll tell you right now. I don't know. I was playing. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you have a real job too?
Not right now.
So you're a full time comedian.
Yeah.
And they're cool. They're like it.
Yeah, they're all right with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you?
It was tough.
Yeah. No, I have a day job for sure. I have a day job because I work in healthcare. So yes. I have that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work in and yeah, I do comedy at night, man. But it's always interesting. It's this element, even in healthcare. It's like I don't tell people at work I do stand up.
Yeah.
Because it's like this is a dead serious, you know, thing, and it's like I don't know if it's the same thing on your end with your family.
I don't know. My mom and dad are pretty supportive. Mm-hmm. I do know that my dad was trying to like, you should do this, you should do that. You have degrees and you should get a job because financial security is the thing. But
sure.
I don't know. I don't believe in following the norm.
Yeah,
it's just not who I am. It's just I don't.
Well, we're all of us here to a degree for sure feel that way.
Yeah,
definitely.
But I just can't do something I don't enjoy. Right, it's not in my brain.
Right, your parents have are they like big comedy people? Like,
I'm no, my mom really? Didn't even know stand up was a thing.
Wow.
So she came to my show in Kuwait. She was like, "Oh, what is this thing? Okay, great." She was like, "Oh shit! Like people come and pay? Okay, cool." And I think that show kind of like made it respectable.
Yeah.
In my dad's eyes and mom's eyes for sure.
So this was their first time seeing you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 1,900
people. Live. Yeah. Almost 2,000 people.
I mean, that's a good way to be like, hey, this is comedy. And right. They don't see the shit you're going through every
single
week.
Do you know that American comedians bring parents to like their first open mic?
Yeah.
Like, your parents saw you in front of 2,000 people.
Bomb in a parking lot. And someone light you early like, all right. And then hear someone else to go, that was garbage.
Yeah.
No, honey. I think you have a future.
Okay, I gotta share a bomb.
Yeah.
First time my dad saw me do stand up. This was in Atlanta for the this Laughing Skull comedy competition. My first year of stand up, I had 5 minutes. That was it. So the competition was like you did it in front of the JFL Booker, Fallon Booker, Live Nation Booker, all these different TV shows.
Cruise Lines.
No, not the cruise people. Well, I wish they probably would have loved it. So I go up. It's just a bad showcase. It's raining. Nobody showed up. And I'm going through my set, and I just forget it. I just black out entirely halfway through. And I literally say, like, I forgot. I forgot my set. I had no recovery tools, nothing.
Nothing.
And it was so bad. And my dad afterwards, I mean, God bless him.
Yeah,
he,
sweetheart.
He didn't say, like, you can never do this again, but he didn't say anything either. So
what did he say?
He was just like, yeah.
Why'd you make that sound?
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
I don't remember. He didn't say anything specific.
What about your mom?
My mom wasn't there. She's seen me since, and I did well in front of her. And I've done well in front of my dad since then. So it's all good.
Yeah.
But like, damn, that was rough. That was just a rough intro to comedy in general.
Right, right.
Wow.
Because this festival is all these comics that are like 8-10 years in.
Damn.
And you're like kind of, you know, you're trying to absorb everything you can. But at the same time, you have this kind of imposter syndrome just because of the lack of skill set you have.
Right.
You're like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
You woke up.
Crazy. It was a good failure up front.
I think, I also realized that I didn't answer your question, but I think what happened is your critic woke up.
Inner critic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and I think that's something you got to find a balance like between the critic and the performer.
Yeah.
And make sure that when the performer is on, the critic is asleep and enjoy and be present. So.
For sure.
They say that, with writing, there's like the clown brain and the editing brain.
Right.
Yeah, you got to have that clown.
But it happens. I blacked out a few times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I blacked out of your mic a few times.
I blacked out in Kuwait.
Oh, really? Oh, I imagine 2,000 people.
Bro, I wrote jokes the night before that I was going to do the next day on note cards. It was a script. There
and
was
you, and
one
you did the,
extra
you did the
word.
25. You did the full 25.
Full 25.
Excellent.
Good for you, man. All material, because you can't do crowd work in the room that big.
Yeah,
right?
Bro. The closest seat was like 6 meters away, and I couldn't see anything.
Dude,
I was blinded by the light.
Wow.
Yeah. But I blanked out, and I just went to drink water. I was like, I blanked in my head. I'm like, I blanked out. So I looked at the water bottle, and I just walked there and acted all thirsty. And said, my mouth is dry. And then I realized, like, they're not going to know what that means.
Yeah.
And then it was just quiet. And then I was drinking water and they start giving me an applause. And I'm like, well, thank you. I've been practicing drinking water all my life. And
go.
They died.
There you
and
go.
Then,
wow.
And then I remembered where I was.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible feat. You have a good bomb story?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Or crush story?
Man, dude, you know, I will say this. I bombed so bad one time. Man, I went to a show. It was a whole weekend. It was going great. This one show... Jacksonville Jaguars came out with the cheerleaders.
Wow.
QB, everybody came out to the show, and for they were. No, they were they weren't even there for a comedy. They weren't even there.
Jonas is connected.
They weren't even there for a comedy. Like they got in and it's like, you know, they're turnt. Like they, you know, they're ready to go on or whatever. And the show just I bombed so bad.
Yeah.
And I remember just feeling so the worst thing is going back to the hotel.
Because you're alone.
Just alone.
Right.
And I remember walking and while I was in the hotel hallway, I remember just like, oh, this is why comedians have girlfriends. That's when it hit me that, you know, like this is why comedians have like people you should talk to. Like I never thought about having someone I should talk to after shows, but I did so bad. I appreciated like, you know.
I stopped talking about my sets.
Bad or good?
No, but it's not about talking. But it's your mind running you wild. Mm. And so when it's just when you could talk to somebody,
yeah.
Not even about the set, when you could just talk
like,
to somebody.
Yeah. Damn, I feel like shit. Or
yes,
like, yeah, yeah.
It helps. Yeah. It is totally. Because like, last thing you want to think about.
I bumped so hard in Austin, Texas. It was great. Yeah. I flew there headlining
went, like,
two
week?
Shows like a few weeks ago, yeah. And I bombed. I mean, the first night, we all bombed. It was at a bar.
Love
the TVs
it.
Were on. There was a rock band playing next door.
Oh,
like, no one could hear anything. Those. I was yelling like, Austin, Texas, can you hear me? Yeah.
No.
Like mid-joke, bro.
Oh,
mid-joke.
God.
I'm like, who's listening? Austin, can you hear me? And then all the guys were like, Saad said it was just like, Austin, Texas, can you hear me? Like every 60 seconds, I'd be like, Austin, Texas, can you guys hear me?
You handled that better than I did. I had something like that too, and I just snapped in the middle of the thing. I just totally, I just told the bartender, I'm like, can you guys just turn off the TV? Like I'm on my way to the punchline, and I just went and I just looked at, can you turn it off?
But one time, and then the second, I did okay that night. The second night, I was like headlining,
yeah.
And I go up and I'm like, boom, boom, boom. It's like, and I'm like, wow. Midway, I just go like that for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Just like thinking. And I'm like losing my temper. And then I just like look at the producer, Max.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Max, he goes, what's up? And I'm like, I love you, dude. Can I get off? and he goes, yeah, I'll give you the light. And then I when he did that,
yeah.
I started roasting people.
Interesting.
And I got it back. It's weird. And then I'm like, what? 7 minutes later, like,
so
but in
funny,
any case,
man.
Yeah.
Damn. So the Austin scene wasn't.
I didn't. I had a bad. It was no. Okay. The show, you know, well produced and everything. I think our crowd was very sensitive. But not one joke that was offensive from any comedian landed. Everything they just wanted to be shit on. So the moment like you started talking shit to the crowd,
yeah.
They were having fun.
Interesting.
Well, you know, to put things in perspective,
yes,
you know, all of our troubles. On a grand scale,
no.
On a grand scale, are relatively insignificant. I was telling Neil earlier that you know NASA they did a study for 6 months, and they found out that if an asteroid came here, they couldn't do anything about it. There's literally nothing they can do.
The transitions. That's the ultimate bomb.
Listen, beat me to it. So it's like,
oh, shit, I didn't think you were thinking that.
Dude. No, dead serious. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's like, all right, well, I guess if this asteroid comes, it doesn't matter how you do on stage.
That's so true.
You know, it's like that to me, because we watched.
I mean, if we live like this, then why do it in the first place?
Because an asteroid's not coming yet. But I'm telling you.
See, so it does matter until we don't matter.
No. So, okay, here's the thing.
Alan, you with me?
Right.
Their biggest thing was like, okay, the 6 months research, they just wanted to know how far can we anticipate an asteroid coming? And they were saying 6 months is not enough time.
Mm.
So in 6 months, if we know an asteroid is coming, they're saying we can't do nothing about it. 6 months is too late.
Right.
We're
right.
Going to die.
Okay.
So at the best thing they can do is find the continent is going to hit, or maybe take a laser and move it to Palestine. But they could just say
and there goes all the Jewish work.
So,
76, 78 years of work gone, obliterated.
So, but the best thing.
And then you think where would they go? You think if the meteor hits Palestine?
There's no this the whole.
Then
continent.
There's no religious context.
No,
ooh,
there's
I'm
no continent.
What narrative they pull out.
There's no Africa.
Oh yeah.
They're saying there's no continent.
Takes out a whole continent.
A whole continent.
It's not Africa.
What?
Palestine?
No.
Listen, I didn't know
Let's
where Kuwait was.
Let's go back
was.
To the
yeah, yeah,
Wait,
right,
hold
right,
on,
right.
hold
Sorry.
On.
We went.
Hold on, where is Palestine?
Asia, technically, right?
I thought it was Africa.
It's not.
We can make it Africa.
But yeah, it should be. It's closer to Africa than it is to what we think of Asia.
Okay. Well, that's my fault then.
No, you're fine.
So, I mean.
we both did it. I don't know why we did it.
No, educate me. I want to know. Okay. Well, so.
We both were like, it's not Africa.
Yeah, but I'm saying educate me. I want to know. Like,
oh,
so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but I mean, it blows me away. 6 months, you can't evacuate enough people.
Mm. But so what would you
Where
do
you want to go? And if we're going to die,
say,
let's die.
6 months,
Fuck
what are we
going to
do?
What are we living for?
That's true.
Honestly, this is garbage. Like, come on, bro. Like, this is everything. It's just, to me, is a simulation. Like, every day I talk to my mom, like, Mom, don't let anything stress you out. We're all dead. The day you're born, you're pretty much dead.
Grief.
Wow.
That's going to be Elon Musk's SNL opener.
What is this garbage?
Good
evening,
America.
What are you trying to survive for? What are you trying to survive for? Let the planet
Death is imminent.
I'm going to tell Elon, if the joke bombs, just tell him that you wrote it in your rocket. If the joke
There's
bombs...
There's no gravity.
Right.
I was writing and the pen lifting up. And now... And I saw Jesus coming down. I was like, you're late. The meteor's here.
It's here.
So two questions. Please. One, if a meteor misses the Earth... Mm-hmm. Is that considered a bomb for a meteor? Like, you know what I mean? Like, a meteor missing, it has to go back to its meteor friends.
But we need
friends
to know the
meteor's
intention.
Man, you suck. Right. Well, it's always to kill.
Right.
For sure.
You always want to kill. Okay, that's the first question.
It's called Patrice O'Neill meteor.
Elephant in the sky.
Yeah.
I do want to know.
No, here's my second question.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Stop.
That's okay.
No.
Neil is sensitive.
Sorry. Habibi.
Remember what happened to Hitler.
Yeah.
Keep going, Neil.
I'm sorry. Habibi, go.
I'm saying there should be a separate state for Jewish people about...
Jesus, okay. You know what?
You know what we should do? We should do a hummus competition.
No, we should not.
To settle the conflict? Apartheid. Excuse me, I'm learning.
No, so my question was, 6 months left. They tell you this. They tell us all.
Mm.
What do you do with your 6 months? Do you keep doing comedy?
Ooh,
there's
good question.
There's
Let
nothing
me think.
Left,
Give
really.
Me a second. Give me a second.
What do you do?
Go ahead, Jonas. You go first.
Wow. 6 months, man.
6 months for all of us to live?
Yeah.
Do I keep going comedy?
Oh.
Keep going.
He's like, all right.
Dude, I don't need money anymore. All right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
By the time the trial is over,
right?
I can do whatever I want.
You could really do it.
6 months, listen. I would just be, honestly, I know it's not funny. I'd just be trying to get closer to God. Like, I'd just be like, I'd be praying. I'd just be telling him everything I did. Like, I'd just be like
all day.
Yeah,
like, as if you couldn't see.
Yeah, I got 6 months worth of prayers that I he's a lot of messed up stuff.
I'll probably fast.
Fast?
To catch up for
Just you want to die hungry before it comes?
No, I mean I don't know. Like,
I'd probably go to Egypt and have sex with a mummy. Impregnate a mummy. Yeah,
I would crash SNL. I would just be like, "What's up, gentlemen? It's Sadalessa. Welcome to the Sad Truth Podcast. Actually, now called Unconventionally Arab. Who gives a shit? Nothing is real."
And live from Kuwait, it's Saturday Night Live.
Kuwait City Live.
Oh my god, dude.
Okay, see
ya. Oh my god.
My god.
Man, do people out there even know SNL?
Yeah.
Do they do?
Yeah.
The culture is
what
great.
What American comics are like killing? Like what American comics are like? What American, you know?
Oh,
well, they have Netflix too, so they can watch everything. I keep forgetting Netflix.
I think like Dave Chappelle for sure, Kevin Hart for sure.
Kevin Hart, he went out there on his last tour.
Like
he did.
There.
Imagine.
Mons Jabrani, Arabs love Mons Jabrani.
Russell Peters, probably.
Russell Peters for sure.
He got stand up banned in Kuwait.
Really?
When he did stand up, it was banned.
Wow.
Yeah, it was theater.
Trevor Noah was out there too.
Yeah, Trevor Noah was big. Yeah. I think anything but white comedians are big. In the Middle East.
Oh, you know who can go out there?
Who?
Jeff Dunham with that puppet.
Yeah, but
he be killing. He kills in
Ahmed
that
the Dead Terrorist.
Yes, he be killing with that puppet in the Middle East. Listen, like,
big.
Yeah, dude,
but
like
he's not as big.
No, I read some. I don't know. He made millions.
No. I mean, like as to throw a show in Kuwait.
Oh, okay.
I feel like people out there aren't really into puppets.
Carrot Top.
Do you think he?
Sure.
Do you think he like performs? Jeff Dunham has like performs for the troops.
Like I think Bill Burr though has a chance.
Oh yeah,
because it would be a very like very in tune to America crowd, but he would sell out.
He sold out India, man.
Yeah,
Bill Burr.
Wow,
yeah. He sold out India. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like the most American.
I feel like if you sell out India, why not just stick to India for the rest? Like, why else do you need the rest of the world?
The market's crazy there.
Yeah.
You would think.
China
too. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, that would be tough. Stand up in China is starting. Well, actually, in India they took
if you bomb, they kill you.
Literally, no. They had a comic in Mumbai. They put him in jail for disrespecting the governor or some shit of the state.
Damn.
And then they
was
took
it a good
all,
joke?
I don't even think so. I don't know actually. I don't know. It must have been good if it like bothered him. Mm-hmm. But then they arrested his family, his close friends.
My God.
All after that, it's like really.
So wow. You guys have like. Speech restrictions.
Oh yeah, it's India's tilting very nationalist.
Honestly, but
right now
I can't Trumpian. Fault him because if they're unfunny, you can't just kill the person. You got to get rid of the whole family. You don't want
because
that
because you
to
don't
spread.
Want that gene.
Unfunny
to
right, that
oh,
unfunny.
I
you understand?
See, the unfunny
so
gene.
Right.
You think that's where I got my funny gene from Palestine? And that's why they're trying to ethnically cleanse.
Okay. Because okay.
They
want
to keep Hollywood and comedy to themselves.
Yeah.
So
all of it.
This is
funny.
Really good material, by the way.
Really good.
I'm going to watch this and
write
sets.
You're
yeah.
right a lot. That's actually, that's how I've been writing was yeah, through this podcast.
Okay.
Just listening
Jonas's
back.
Jonas' stories. The mummy. The mummy returns.
Well, fellas, we're approaching the end here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see your body language. I knew it
you
was.
Call, right?
He was like, I need to get the fuck out of
no,
this.
No, we got to figure out an exit strategy, you know.
Right?
I'll tell you.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
You got it?
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. This was episode number.
Love it.
32.
They're not sure. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because it's the number one episode on this podcast. Because I'm in it.
There
the future
go.
Face of the Laugh Game. You heard it here first. Sara Lessa, Neil Gosh, Jonas.
There we go.
Neil Gosh.
Residu. There we go.
Neil Gosh.
And thanks for tuning in. This is Papaya 9. We have an episode coming out every
week.
Mm-hmm. Week.
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe. Hit the like button. If you
plug
love
your,
it,
plug
share
plug
it.
Your shit. Plug your shit,
plug
bro.
Your shit too. Plug your stuff.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
We can do our
plug,
shit.
Plug, yeah. Plug your podcast.
Relax. Relax. Here, man.
Habibi.
All right.
Habibi.
I got a podcast called Unconventionally Arab, found on all audio platforms. Mm-hmm. It's on my YouTube channel. I got a short comedy special called Unconventionally Arab also. Go figure. It's also on YouTube. And make sure you check out my docuseries on YouTube called Legendary. It's coming back this year.
Beautiful.
Wow,
beautiful.
Love it.
Boom.
Saad, you,
yes, sir.
You came on here, hijacked this whole thing. Oh, shit. You, I didn't. Oh, you know.
Is that a 9/11 reference?
No.
Yeah.
No. You're from Kuwait. It's not even Neil. Shut up.
Yeah.
You're from Kuwait.
I did hijack.
So you really can't. And you did not like amazing, bro.
Thank you, Habibi.
For sure.
My pleasure.
Entertaining.
Thank you.
I love they, that
I did not
I
think.
Love that just
I didn't think
subconscious.
That through.
Oh,
so
funny.
Neil.
What's your ideal exit strategy?
No, I was going to do one more story and then we get out.
One
no,
more story.
I don't mind the custom
we're
thing.
We're done.
But we usually go out with Alan. Alan
we
takes
do,
us
we
out.
We do a little thing. But real quick, Saad.
Yes, sir.
You are a wonderful man.
Habibi, thank
yes.
you.
Thank you, sir.
Takes one to know one.
Hey, Saad has kept the LA comedy scene alive during the pandemic. By himself in his backyard. Mm-hmm. Can't thank you enough for
thank you, Habibi.
We started at least two wars today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, we're done after this episode. That's for sure. We are canceled. But please, if we're not canceled, follow us. Please keep commenting. Right. We love seeing the comments.
Alan's packing up in the back. This is when the camera.
I'm gonna take this wall with me. I'm gonna continue. Papaya.
Please take it.
Oh my god.
By the way, before I go, what's a good restaurant here? I'm so hungry.
We'll get food. I'm hungry too.
Oh, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
In case you're in Glendale. but honestly, pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I had a great time.
Thank you,
sir. Alan. Thank you.
What? Yeah. We'll have you back shortly.
Yes.
I'd love to. Anytime.
Get your green card, man.
Yeah.
It'd be a celebration.
Neil's like, once you're legal.
I don't have guests, but I'm willing to have you guys on my podcast. Yeah.
That's an honor.
Yeah.
Now that's love.
It would be a lot of love.
That's mad love,
that's
man.
An honor.
Appreciate it, man.
Habibi.
All right. Well, thank you for coming to the island, folks.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Alan?
Goodbye, everybody.
Nice.
Ali, take us out, man.
Do you want me to walk out?
There he goes. No, okay. No, there he goes. He did it.
He got a woo-woo, everybody. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Bye.